Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Watching Carson Wentz right now on ESPN, just throwing touchdown passes. That's all he does. Washington is the team to beat now. If you haven't heard, the Washington Commanders picked up Carson Wentz in a trade. Two-thirds, one of them could be a second rounder if he plays, I believe, 70% of the snaps. If they suck, pull him. We ain't turning that third into a second with crappy play. He wasn't bad, except the end of the season. Those last two games, he was awful. It was funny how Darius Leonard reacted. Five quarterbacks in 5 years. Here we go again. Yep. I hate to see my guy. Go. Best of luck. Black Bauer says, my opinion of Deshaun changed after he donated, quote unquote, his game checks to the cafeteria worker. Seemed kind of fake to me because he recorded it and put it on social media. How many athletes do you know of that donate like that and record and post?
The Texans did.
The Texans did it is right. And maybe Deshaun put it on his Instagram, whatever. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. I know people get pissy. And there is, hey, listen, when Malik Willis stopped and took out clothes out of his suitcase to give it to a pregnant woman who was sitting on the corner.
Yeah, go ahead.
People thought it was just a big publicity stunt.
You know who, did you happen to see?
Who taped it? Somebody that was sitting in a coffee shop, he said.
I heard yesterday. I'm going to look. I heard it was I'm going to double check this. Somebody told me yesterday, we were talking about it, and somebody told me yesterday, hey, did you happen to see who that was? And I said, no, who was it? He goes, well, I'm pretty sure it was a marketing rep who happened to do it. I'm going to look him up now.
Well, that would be dumb. It should have. If you're a marketing rep and you're doing that, then that's just stupid because you give that to somebody else. You send that video to somebody
sports
else.
Sports marketing and brand building. This is a marketing rep previously with Adidas.
Well, but maybe it's coincidental that marketing rep just happened to see it.
But what I'm telling you is.
The point is, do you ever get pissed off at Mattress Mac when he donates when he opens up his store and people who are flooded out live in his store? And yet he advertises and it's a big news story and he takes credit. I don't give a rat's ass. You know what? He's doing it. I don't care if he takes credit for it. He's doing it.
I look at things.
As opposed to people that don't do anything.
I look at things like, yes, but you were a little cynical about Deshaun and the thing previously.
And yeah, I've said, you know. Yeah. The only reason I'm cynical is because Deshaun has not been anything like that ever since.
But Deshaun doesn't have that money that Mattress Mac does.
No. Not that
money. Well, we can't say, Mattress Mac is doing things for people.
Mattress Mac does it over and over and over again. You know what? We heard of Deshaun.
He gets tremendous.
We heard of Deshaun doing it once. And then we've heard other stories about Deshaun. These stories about the kind of guy that Deshaun really is, that it's been a phony deal.
I have not heard that.
I have.
What I have heard is that Deshaun has, I think that Deshaun, the access he has and the money, that he's probably a little different guy now than he was when he came into the league. I think that's probably right. I've not heard about a bunch of criminal stuff with him.
No.
Or a bunch of things where he treated children badly or business associates. Well, I'm asking what you've heard.
What? 22 people are suing him.
Clearly.
No, that's what I'm referring to. Not children. What are you talking about, children?
Well, you said we've heard a lot of stories about
22.
Him. I know. Have you heard anything outside of this?
No. 22 is enough.
I know. We know about this. I'm talking about.
That's what I'm okay, heard. That's what we've
this
heard.
Is just, let's stay on the topic here. Mattress Mack, I look at it, and I know when he does stuff, a lot of it's going to be for marketing. He's going to make money with the stuff he does. It's a good thing for him. He has an actual business where you buy things from it. Deshaun Watson does not have a business where you buy things. I don't look at Deshaun Watson his rookie year.
No, but Deshaun Watson being a good guy is good for his marketing brand.
But Deshaun Watson, literally, before he had ever – do you remember when the hurricane started?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson hadn't even played a game for the Texans. The idea that we're looking at Deshaun sideways because he donated, that
no,
just says
I'm not looking
more,
at him sideways.
I'm not saying you,
I
Black
said,
Bauer.
No.
Black
right,
Bauer.
Right, right.
That's really speaks more to you and our society than anything. Because I didn't at the time look at it as any kind of a bad thing at all. And I think Deshaun Watson was a different guy when he came out than now. And I've seen money, even the great Jose Lima, who we love, he was a different guy at some point. Money, access, fame changes people. I think Deshaun Watson is a different guy today than he was when he was at Clemson.
Yeah.
I think without question, I think Dabo Swinney would tell you that in private, that he's different now than he once
okay,
was.
Okay, so the question is, how much does this hurt? I mean, if I'm a team, I'm looking I'm sorry.
He can help you win games. You've done this long enough.
First of all, he flaked out on his team after he just signed a contract, which no one has ever done.
That's really scary.
That's really, really scary.
Scary
to
let you know that your contract doesn't mean anything to Deshaun Watson.
Plus all these accusations against him.
Yeah.
Plus, whatever else.
Okay,
Nothing else.
What's really, let's just cut to the chase. What are teams really going to ask? Let's just be honest. Here's what they're going to want to know. I don't care about all that stuff. Here's what we want to know. This is what a team's really going to say. Is Deshaun Watson likely to do the same freaky thing? Is this a fetish thing that he can't get out of, that he's going to do it again? This is what they're going to ask.
Absolutely.
Is this a fetish where he's going to do this again and be a is this going to be repeat behavior? Because he has this good-looking girlfriend. She's still with him to this day. It didn't stop him from seeking out all this, allegedly. Is this going to continue being an issue? And the other thing they're going to ask is a contract with him binding, or is he going to pull this crap with
well,
us?
Well, he's with David Mulligetta, and guess what? Are any contracts with David Mulligetta binding?
If you want out of there, he tells you the best way to do this is you make threats of not playing.
That's right.
That's just the truth. That's what teams are going to ask. They already know he's going to help them win. They already know he's going to be a good football player. People are willing to put up with a lot. What they don't like is unknowns. The unknown is what drives teams crazy. The unknowns with Deshaun, the football stuff is known. You know what they don't know? Is this fetish stuff? Is this in the past? Because people who have fetishes, it's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
So is this really going to be in the past, or is this going to pop up again? And is he going to pull the same crap with us if we give him an extension? Or if things get hard with us, is he going to pull the same thing he pulled with the Texans? Those are the unknowns. That's what's going to drive teams crazy. If they feel like they can answer those questions, or they don't care about them because they just need to win.
They better care about them.
Who's desperate? Stop. We're trying to get him traded, John.
Philadelphia is desperate. Carolina is desperate.
Philadelphia said they're good with Jalen.
Oh, are they? Are they, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Washington just last week was saying Taylor Heineke is QB1.
Well, no one ever believed that.
You were
saying Taylor
Carolina's
Heineke.
Carolina's desperate.
So what I look
Tampa's
for Tampa's
going to be desperate.
Here's desperate. They won a Super Bowl. They're fine. And Bruce is going to be gone. Carolina's desperate. Matt Rhule's trying to hang on to a job.
Yeah.
Carolina's going to be desperate. You could say the Colts are desperate, but the fact is the Texans aren't going to trade him, so it doesn't really matter. I think that... You know, I don't know that Seattle's desperate, but they might be because they might fear the unknown. Minnesota's not yet desperate. Atlanta's not yet desperate.
You got Geno Smith or Drew Lock, you're desperate.
Is New Orleans desperate?
New Orleans should be desperate. But they ain't got no money. They're screwed.
Yeah, that's
right. They got no way to do it. There's no chance.
I mean, we're running out of teams. Now, I feel like Pittsburgh Steelers are desperate. It's Kevin Colbert's last year. I don't think Kevin Colbert looks at this as I needed to win.
I got all the money I need. I'm Kevin Colbert. I'm good.
Well, Kevin can't do anything. He's got 1 year to go. This is Kevin Colbert's last year. So The Steelers don't operate that way anyway. They're going to operate about what's best for them in the future.
Well, Mike Clay just tweeted this out. Colts QB depth chart. Sam Ellinger, James Morgan. They're desperate. And they don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah, we know. They're going to sign Nick Foles, too, is what I was told by a team. Not even the Colts. Like, apparently, Nick Foles is the guy.
Perfect. How are you going to lose now?
Well, I mean, this gets to the point. The Colts are screwed.
Yeah.
They can't. The guy that's on the market that they would love to have, I'm sure, and Deshaun Watson, you can't have him.
No.
And you gave up a first. You had a second to turn into a first.
Hey, all the stuff that Nick Caserio has done, if he gives Deshaun Watson to the Colts, no. He would undo everything.
Can you imagine chasing,
any goodwill he has, which is little,
and Colts?
Any goodwill that he has would be ruined, and he doesn't have much goodwill. So,
what if he got three firsts and 2 seconds? I think people would be like, "Oh, cool! I got news for you. Your three firsts aren't going to be very valuable.
No,
because Deshaun's going to win a bunch of games.
And with the Colts, holy crap! And he comes in, and you got to see him twice a year. Hells no. 912 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, we got Stevie D, Culture Map. We're going to do that on the other side. We'll tell you what's going on in the world of Houston next right here. But first, what about bugs at your house? I got them coming out. As a matter of fact, I think they're coming out Monday. Hawaii's coming out. He's going to do all the bug spray thing that he does. He's also going to check out my mosquito murdering system to make sure everything is perfect. Because it's going to start to get warm. The bugs are going to be out there. And it's not just mosquito, but this is a spray that's going to get rid of a bunch of bugs outside that you have. I mean, you think, how in the world is this possible? I don't know. Because it sprays at dawn and it sprays at dusk. And yet there's no... these mosquitoes, I think they've got an innate knowledge that we can't go in there anymore because we're going to die. We're going to die here because we didn't have any mosquitoes last year. This was the first year that we had the mosquito murdering system, and it's awesome. So if you've got bugs, if you've got roaches, ants, fleas, spiders, bed bugs, you got bed bugs, you're gross. So what you need to do is call McGrath Pest Control, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. We knew Eric wasn't coming today, right? But Stevie D is supposed to be here. Unfortunately, I think he's running late. You know he does something. He does Channel 13 videos for him now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's on, I think maybe on their website. He does stuff.
So your wife now is cutting into our programming.
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you mean cutting into our pro? Well, actually, she is making him late. I think he does it Thursday mornings, and then he comes over here. Must have had some traffic or something. But whatever the case may be, we'll find out as soon as we can what's going on in the city of Houston this weekend. Something that is fun for you, okay? Did you guys talk about Cain Velasquez this week? Yes, we did. Cain Velasquez arrested and didn't get any bail either, by the way. No bail for Cain Velasquez. We did talk about that. John, what's the best version of that Greek salad? It is the fajita beef Greek salad over at Damaris. There you have it. Just going through and getting through some of the Twitch. The Twitch people are on what's the best comedies. I don't know how they got on that, but they're on.
I'm going to Jim Jeffries March 26th. Smart Financial. I'm pretty excited about that. There's actually tickets still available.
There are.
Jim Jeffries is one of the funniest.
He's hilarious. Period. I want to go see Anthony
Jeselnik.
Yeah.
I know.
He's so funny. That dude.
You know what I was watching
so
yesterday?
So funny.
I was watching old school. I got in a little bit of a Patrice O'Neill rabbit hole on YouTube. And he was on Fox with.
I know.
Somebody.
I saw that. What you sent it out to us?
Yeah. Did you see that?
I watched it.
14 years ago. And he's telling this lady, like, I don't think Patrice could have the same, because Patrice used to be very strong, a strong advocate for comedians get to say anything they want and you can't mess with them. I don't know how he would have handled this day and age. It might have been tough for him to continue to move on with that. But did you watch the whole thing where he's telling things? Because you're not funny. You don't know funny. Oh, rah, 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 rah. I know. Patrice was so funny. I'm so glad we had him on the show a couple times. But Jim Jeffries is going to be here. Not a commercial for them, but there's tickets available, I know. And he is one of my favorite comedians. I went and saw Tom Segura when he was in town. He was great. And then Jim Jeffries, I can't wait to see him also. Really, really fun.
All right, a couple of questions and a couple of props, because you can make money. Now, you don't, but people can make money, so you need to make them some money.
Okay, what is it?
First overall draft pick. Evan Neal is 11-10. Icky is 7-5.
I saw these odds. These are really hammered out odds. I feel like they're using my information against me now.
They are?
Yeah. I feel like me and Daniel Jeremiah are pushing...
So who would you bet on? Evan Neal, 11-10, Icky, 7-5, or Aiden Hutchinson, 13-4?
I'd put Icky first, but I'd probably say Evan Neal. But some people think that signing Cam Robinson to the left tackle to a franchise deal might change, alter. Like Todd McShay went with Aiden Hutchinson first pick. So we'll see. Peter King also thinks that the Jacksonville has a chance to go with Aiden Hutchinson. So maybe Aiden Hutchinson is good value.
First QB selected, Malik Willis, 5-7. Kenny Pickett, 2-1. Matt Corral, 3-1.
I think it's Willis, but with 2-1, I might take my chances with Pickett. Because the tape, Pickett is much better on tape. The guy with 42 touchdowns and 7 interceptions versus the quarterback with 3 interceptions in a game 3 different times this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett's better on tape. So I would probably take Kenny Pickett at 2-1, even though I have Malik Willis going first.
Can Dad wear 3 pairs of gloves so I can hang on to the football?
You know he wears double gloves, right? He wears gloves on both hands.
Yeah.
Inside, outside, doesn't matter.
Peyton did that too, though, so he's a great one like Peyton.
Did Peyton always do that?
Yeah. Well, sometimes he wore one, but then he started
David
wearing
Carr,
two.
Was David Carr did it offhand gloves. Or both hands?
Both hands.
Okay.
Yeah. First wide receiver selected, Drake London, 10-11, Garrett Wilson, 10-11.
I think I'd take Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, you're not big.
I'm not a big wide receiver in this draft fan personally.
No, you're not.
I don't think it's going to be I don't think anything's going to come out as a memorable wide receiver one in this draft.
First Georgia player selected, Trayvon Walker is 2-5, while Jordan Davis 7-5.
Trayvon Walker.
Yeah. Offensive players drafted in first round, 17.5. Under over.
I already think there's 9 offensive linemen, 3 quarterbacks. That's 12. 1, 2, 3, 4 wide receivers. Ooh. 5 wide receivers. How many?
No running backs? No.
No, I don't think so. How many did you say?
17.5.
Ooh, I'd go under.
Under.
I mean, unless you buy it. Nah, yeah. No, I think I like under there.
Defensive players drafted first round, 14.5. You go
I guess
over.
I like over.
You like over.
I guess there. So. I'm not even going to do the
total
math.
QB selected in the first round, 3.5.
That's a tough number. I'm going to say.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under because I only had 2 in the first round of my last mock.
Total wide receiver selected first round, 5.5.
Wow. London, Wilson, Olave, Burks. Who else am I missing? Jameson Williamson.
Olave.
But the idea that Dotson is, I don't think Dotson is. So how much? What's the number? 5.5? I'm going to go under.
Under.
And I'm not even 100% sure that the guy with the ACL tear goes.
Total offensive lineman drafted, 7.5. Over. Oh. Over.
Yep.
And quarterback corners drafted in the first round, 4.5.
I had 4 in there, but I had 4 in my mock draft. Andrew Booth, Trent McDuffie, Derek Stingley, Sauce Gardner. So now you got to say, okay, is Kyler Gordon or Kyrie Elam going to get in? I say yes. I'd say over.
Over?
I'd say over.
And
I could see it going as high as 6.
Wow. Total safeties drafted, 1.5. Kyle under. Hamilton for sure. That's it. So just
Scene from Georgia tested really well, and they say he is like a genius, a football savant. So he might sneak into the back end of the first. I thought Jaquan Brisker might get in. That's a hard one. What's the odds? It doesn't have odds, does it? Just over under?
Just over under.
Ooh, man. I might go over. I might go over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really?
I don't love that one, though.
What about a guy that they're going to turn into a safety? I could say, hey,
guys.
Sauce Gardner, look how big he is.
This prop bet doesn't play until we know for sure Derek Stingley is not, because there's talk about Derek Stingley, Stingley being a safety.
Yeah.
At some point, because they say he carries, A.J. Highsmith told me, he carries like 210. He played at 210 last year.
Really?
Yeah. He's his body type, they say, is huge. That he's going to struggle to stay under 100.
Really?
Stay under 200 pounds, yeah.
Wow. Well, then I'm not taking him that high if I've got to put him at safety.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
I'm not taking him that high because he's never on the field anyway.
Maybe he's a corner that turns into a safety.
Never on the field. Get on the field, buddy. Come on. How are you going to...
By the way, A.J. Highsmith is so sharp.
He really is.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a GM one day.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do Stevie D next. But before we do, Tiger Woods, we haven't even mentioned it. Tiger Woods was enshrined in the World Golf Hall of Fame last night. Here's Tiger talking about working hard, right?
I'm very happy to be in the world.
What's this about, Tyler?
It's a story about him hustling people for money at age 8.
Even better.
Good. Yeah, that's the
best
story.
Frankly, even better.
Let's go.
My mom, during those tournament days, was so supportive and so great, she would give me 75 cents. So the 75 cents will allow me to buy a hot dog, and then 25 cents would be used to use the payphone to call her to come pick me up. And if the payphone swallowed it, I had a backup. Well, that backup then turned into a putting contest, which I ended up pocketing a few more quarters, which led into skins games, which led into dad's finding out why, okay, how did you get more quarters? Then he's saying, okay, well, you can't putt for quarters. Fine, done. I don't putt for any more quarters. I come home a week later, I got a pocket full of dollars. I told you not to putt for quarters. I didn't. Okay? No more putting for money. Done. Next week, come home with a pocket full of dollars. He says, I thought I told you never to putt for money again. I didn't. I went out and played skins. So that was my introduction at about age 8 to about 10.
That's 8-year-old hustling on the golf course. That is. That is a great story. That's better than a lot of the other Tiger Woods stories. A lot of them. All right, when we come back, Stevie D.
When we come back, we'll do our Deshaun Watson talk. Yeah,
Winnebago.
Yeah, he had some fetishes too.
Yeah, he did. When we come back, Stevie D is going to join us to tell us what's going on this weekend in the city of Houston. In the meantime, Craig DeSurf.
Craig DeSurf will tell you what's going on throughout the city of Houston and, in the surrounding areas. He's in Angleton. They have some really remarkable deals. As a matter of fact, I'm going to record these commercials today so you know about this. This is the new stuff that's going on. I'll give you an example right now. It's truck month in Texas, and the best place to get a truck is going to be a Gulf Coast Chevy there in Angleton. They're the truck experts. And right now, the offer, you can get a brand new Chevy Silverado 1500 Limited with 0% financing, plus get a $1,000 accessory allowance when you purchase a truck with eligible accessories. If you want to start shopping and find your favorite truck, you can do so at LanceZCars.com. Whether they're vehicles in stock or ones that are on the way, you can find them at Gulf Coast Chevy and Angleton. Chevy, find new roads, finance and offer for very well-qualified buyers.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stevie D from Culture Map joining us here. No, Eric. Eric's on vacation?
Today, which is kind of like not having Tom Brady and just kind of rolling out, you know, and just saying, okay, we're going to do flare passes.
Blaine offense. Gabbert.
We're going to run the ball.
You're Blaine Gabbert.
We're running the ball and playing D and clock management.
So Eric has, what is like, what do golfers do on vacation? They don't golf, right? Or yeah, fishermen, what do they do on vacation? Like, what does Eric do? I mean, you don't go to restaurants.
Well, I think
that's what you do every day.
I don't think I'll get in trouble with him for saying this because I won't say what it is, but he's writing a book.
Wow.
Eric Sandler going to be a publisher.
Ken Hoffman did that?
Yeah.
You want fries with that?
You want fries with that?
Yeah.
He gave me a copy.
He did.
Yeah, it's sitting in my desk.
Gave a bunch of, I don't think anybody ever bought one, but he gave a bunch of them out. Yeah.
He definitely gave a lot of them out.
Right. Do you have any food?
I do. You know, I've been playing battle. I've been, you know, kind of a utility player. I've been interviewing chefs, talking to people, trying to cover some stuff, not the way Eric Sandler does, but, you know, doing my best. And someone I wanted to talk to you about, both of you. Do you do Gratify, Brasserie 19?
Yeah, my wife was there last night.
Yeah, well, that's...
I wasn't there, but my wife was there.
Got it. Well, that's, you know, it's a very
It's a beautiful place.
It's a very Wendy Granato place. Yeah. So the guy behind that, Grant Cooper, has a new place coming to Buffalo Bayou Park in the old Dunleavy space. So it's overlooking Buffalo Bayou Park. It's chandeliers. It was an entertainment venue. And Grant Cooper's taken it over. He's got a new restaurant called Flora. So I talked to him about it this week. And it's going to be authentic Mexican food. Grant travels a lot, so he wants a little bit of Tulum, some of his travels to, you know, inform the food. If you follow Eric Sandler on IG, which we do and you should, his IG stories are all about the food. So the carnitas, the tacos al pastor.
You know, those are excellent.
Yeah, he's got nachos. He's got frozen margaritas. He's telling me that people are telling me best frozen margarita in the city.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So are you a big Grant Cooper fan? You know, like B19, Gratify?
Yes, I wasn't. I haven't been a big, like,
Those are both very successful restaurants.
Yeah, they are. I'm just not as foo-foo a restaurant.
Yeah, it is. It's
a little more. It's a little more River Oaks.
Yeah.
River Oaks. Yeah, absolutely. But here he's really bringing it, and he really wanted to bring the authenticity. And he said, I want to bring some of the best, you know, Mexican food around. And I was looking at Eric's stories and it looks really incredible. You know, we've got crudo, you have ceviche, you've got, you know.
He decided to do the nicest place you can find. He's not exactly going interior Mexico. He's like, can I do Mexican food, but for one of the most kick-ass venues out there?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we're like, I'm Team Belize, so we're kind of anti-Tulum. I'm Team Belize.
I know you are.
Yeah. So you either Belize it or you Tulum it.
Believe that.
You have to pick
that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You have to pick one.
Mm-hmm. You ever head to Finn Hall, Lance? John?
Yeah.
Finn Hall?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Downtown Food Hall.
No.
Really cool. So
there's some amazing stuff popping up.
Amazing stuff there. And what's really amazing is it's spring. We're back. The Houston, downtown's biggest patio is at Finn Hall now. So you're going to go have, when you start again.
When I start drinking again, but no one ever drinks during Lent, so no one ever, stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. You know, one wouldn't do that. You know, you got to be good. Right. So we covered that. That's a big draw for if you like Finn Hall, if you like downtown. If you're downtown and you're sick of sitting in the cube or the office and you want to get out and about, get out to Finn Hall. Get out there, you know, and enjoy some, you know, food al fresco.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah,
that's a really good one. And then
that means outside, John.
Yeah,
it's and outside
al fresco.
This is
This is
or big
al dente.
Al dente. Yeah. This is big for a certain crowd, a certain demo, we would say. Maybe a 420 crowd. It's called Wild in the Heights. It's CBD, cocktails, and coffee. And shocker, the most popular cocktail right now, the Pineapple Express.
The Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the... I've heard about this.
Yeah, Wild. It's in the Heights. So you just Google Wild Heights. And everyone's going to it, you know, because, you know, they've got infused coffee... If you're not drinking,
it's not THC, but it's CBD.
Which
so you're not going to get high off.
You're not
going to
get high, but
there
gonna...
is the thing with everyone just CBD. CBD helped my headaches. CBD fixed my foot.
Yeah.
Everyone just says CBD fixed. CBD
does help. I've used CBD before.
CBD has fixed laryngitis before.
Yeah.
CBD. Teddy Bridgewater wore two gloves. Now he just wears one because of CBD.
CBD. Yeah. That's right.
You were talking. I didn't want to jump in, but you were talking about guys with two gloves.
Can you pick 9.5-inch hands now after doing some CBD.
Well,
coffee.
That probably doesn't happen, but okay.
Yeah. I can dunk now after CBD.
So people are going there thinking they're going to get high.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So CBD plus cocktail.
Express.
Yeah. So watch out when you're leaving because the parking jobs and the people driving out after having a few Pineapple Expresses plus CBD. Yeah, I don't want any part of that, but it's probably one of the hottest places in the Heights right now.
Oh, cool.
So we'll pivot to entertainment. There's pub crawls. There's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her installation and immersive exhibit is opening up at the Holocaust Museum this week. That's pretty big. It's all on Culture Map. If you're into the notorious RBG, that's big. But something I wanted to mention, because this is totally a guy's thing and totally our demo. You guys, John, you're a fan of The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
Lance, you're a movie guy, Godfather.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, guys, one, two, or three, what's your favorite?
One. Yeah. Well, two's pretty good.
Two's really good. No one says three.
De Niro, two. Two.
Yeah. Not three.
Two's probably better.
Yeah, I like two.
You know how in Star Wars lexicon, people say Empire Strikes Back is the best movie? Yeah, Godfather 2 is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So they're doing, it's called Take the Cannoli, 50 Years of the Godfather at Hotel Zaza, Memorial City. No, so don't go to the museum district, Memorial City. They're going to have waiters dressed up, slinging Negronis. I know you're not drinking, John, but you know they got Negronis out there.
I'm not a big fan of Negronis, but okay.
Yeah, they've got a single rose, and you know, they've got cannolis, and they're
all
gonna,
the references.
Yeah, they've got a Godfather suite. They're going to do the 50th anniversary of Godfather in style. So if you're going to do a staycation, or if you just want to go and celebrate the Godfather, that's kind of like my favorite thing to do this week. There's a lot of cool stuff on culturemap.com, but yeah, I would check out this, you know, Godfather thing.
Right, right, right. Well, that's Stevie D right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You did well. Eric wasn't here, and yet you were still able to talk some food.
Ryan all Fitzgerald, right? Ryan, I kind of, you know.
You did. You filled in nicely. You were Blaine Gabbert there.
Blaine Gabbert. Okay, I'll take
Brady
that.
Tom Brady wasn't there, but you
I'll
were Blaine Gabbert.
Get clock
that's not
manager.
A great, that's not a compliment.
Game manager. Yeah,
well,
hand
not
it off
really.
To
it's not a compliment.
Not a compliment.
No. Yeah, I never want to be a Blaine, first of all, but definitely not Blaine Gabbert.
Right, right. No, but not Blaine Gabbert. Yeah. All right, Stevie D, as always, we appreciate it, man. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Now you got me thinking,
what?
Stevie. I'm going to send something right now to you. Tyler, play this on the air. So I wanted to see if you...
The Godfather theme?
I just sent... No. Well, kind of. I sent it to you. It's the only good thing. So I've for years, I tried to find... It's in your Gmail account, Tyler. Let me know when you're going to play it so I can turn up these headphones so you can hear it. So it's Godfather 3. Michael's son comes in.
Terrible.
Michael's son comes in, and he starts singing, you know, the song that you... But he actually has Italian words, and it's so kick-ass. I remember thinking, I wish I could find this on a recorder. Like, surely he actually recorded the whole song. It only lasts, like, about a minute. Here, listen to it. Do you remember this? And I was thinking, man, if I could have found this, somebody has to have recorded this at some point. As part of the soundtrack, I bought the soundtrack thinking this would be on, and it wasn't on. Here, listen to this. See if you remember.
Dad, I've got a present for you.
Also?
Wait.
Grazie.
It comes from the town of Corleone, and it's authentic Sicilian. And I learned it for you.
Tell me if y'all used to sing this in Chicago.
Brucia
like
l'angelo e io brucio d'amore.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what he's saying.
Fuoco che si consuma come lume cori.
Oh, I love you, and when the moon shines off of your head.
And that's what he says, 9 inches.
Yeah, you look like,
he's actually,
you look like Seth Greenberg. Oh, una puta. What?
No, no,
that's not what he said.
Oh, my God.
That's
not what he said.
Oh, my God.
This is Italian. Not all the love languages overlap. See?
Ooh, in the torna means you want it. You want to get it. So.
Never given him this opportunity.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, I want a scotch and water, he just said.
Yeah. Now, that might be true.
That might
turn
be
it off.
He didn't say
get
water.
Us all fired.
Yeah, he got that part right. He's got
gonna,
the moon part right.
Yeah.
He's going to get
no,
us
no,
all
no,
fired.
No, 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 no. I
did your parents speak any Italian
that's
in the
house?
The
translation. No, my mom was Greek.
What did your dad ever say?
Well, how
like,
was he going to
did
speak?
He say bad words?
Oh, yep. Yeah, he said a lot.
Oh, yeah. So that's a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
This is a real thing?
Yeah.
This?
Strategit. Yeah. All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like Spanish. So it's a rite of passage in Richmond Rosenberg that in junior high you learn all the bad words.
All the bad words. Well,
Yeah. You learn all in Texas.
Everywhere.
Probably.
Texas.
You learn the bad words. I don't know the Italian stuff. Like, did you learn the Italian bad words when you were a kid?
Well, you just,
are there a bunch of them or just a couple?
No, you just I mean, you just know. You just kid. Yeah.
La madre. has apparently through watching Narcos, there's about 17 definitions with that. It means a variety of things.
It's regional.
That's strange. Oh, you had one more thing to plug. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll get out of here, guys. But just, you know, he's a friend of the show. Did a great job with you. Uh-huh. Bun B's H-Town Takeover, Friday night at Rodeo. Tickets still available. He's going to make history. There's going to be a documentary made about it. He's got acts that he's not even teasing it because they're so big. But if you can get out to the Rodeo, Bun B's H-Town Takeover, tomorrow night, it's going to be huge. It's going to be off the chain.
That's awesome.
It's going to be. He's got some surprises. About
his Trill Burger?
Yeah, Trill Burger's going to be there, too. So you can have a Trill Burger, go see it. Very
and
meta.
They said that's off the charts.
Yeah, it's off the charts.
Good. Okay. Stevie D right here every week on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Culture Map. When we come back, Kim Kardashian's not happy with young people.
Oh, okay. No.
We'll tell you why. We'll tell you why. Kim's not happy. Next, right
I'll
here.
I'll tell you how right now you can build a website, and you don't even have to do it yourself. I know you got somebody with your in your office or your family member who has built a website for you, and it's just not going to be very functional. Is it built with an analytics background in terms of understanding color scheme, the pattern, the click-through rate? Which pages in your previous venture have or your previous website have had the longest time of engagement? See, here's the thing. My friends over at SiteJab understand what keeps people engaged with sites, what they're willing to stay on a site and you know, look into, and what they're willing to get away from a site quickly. There's certain things that are turnoffs, and there's certain things that are appealing to consumers and people who are engaging with mobile devices, and they know what it is. Is your website set up for mobile visitors? And if it's not, it's doing a huge disservice, because people will think this company is not with it. The other company, their competitors, they are with it. I'm going with them. Make sure that your website is designed by a company that's been doing it for over two decades, and a company that builds a website that is specifically designed to get, capture, and convert the eyes into business leads for small and medium-sized businesses. It's SiteJab.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 9:48. Time for News of the Weird. And this is really weird, really weird. Kim Kardashian says, you know what? Nobody wants to work for their success anymore.
Oh, no, she did not say that. You started this whole thing.
Oh, yes, she did.
You started it.
She says, we work our asses off. If that's what you think, then sorry. We just don't have the energy for that. We don't have to sing or dance or act. We get to live our lives. And, hey, we made it. I don't know what to tell you. Wait a minute.
Are we sure that you read this article correctly?
Wait a minute.
Is this from Ballsack Sports again?
No. This is a real... Okay. This is...
You're saying, wait a minute. Go ahead. What?
I don't... I'm not sure now.
It's Ballsack, isn't it?
It's 69 News Live.
Oh, this is not going to be a real thing. 69 News Live.
It says... Okay, look this up.
I'm not looking up anything.
WTMZ. See if there's a real channel.
Okay. Hold on. What's the channel? Say it again.
WTMZ TV. WTMZ.
Sounds like a TMZ.
WTMZ TV.
No, there's no. Yeah, it's a Charleston Sports Radios. No. Did she go on a Lucky and Brick show talking about people making money off
of this? This actually looks like a real
It does look
station.
Like a real station, doesn't it? And actually, this is on News of the Weird.
It's a South Carolina sports station.
Yeah, this isn't.
No, it's a Pennsylvania.
TV?
Yeah, Pennsylvania TV. WFMZ.
No, this is...
FMZ 69 News.
WFMZ. You're right. FMZ. Ha! See?
Well, hold on.
It's real.
So I'm on their website right now.
FMZ?
Let's see. That would be the hottest thing, right? Kim Kardashian? Don't see a single Kim Kardashian story on here.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be their biggest story is Kim Kardashian?
I would think.
I think somebody just likes to get the 69.
Says, I have the best advice for women in business. Get your bleeping A's up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
I found the story. It was posted 13 hours ago.
Yeah. Asked about the notion that she's just famous for being famous, Kim told, who gives a F? We focus on the positive. We work our asses off. If that's what you think, then sorry. We just don't have the energy for that. We don't have to sing or dance.
Oh, no, this is a real story.
We get to live our lives, and hey, we made it. I don't know what to tell you.
Get your effing A up and work. Sparks outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Only today could you have outrage. Like, get up and go get it. If you want to go get it, you got to get up and take it. That used to be like a rallying cry. Now it's like outrage. Will you shut up and just let me keep doing these TikToks where I snap my fingers and my clothes change?
You thought this was ball sack sports. It's not. It's 69 News.
We should, instead of News of the Weird, one day you should see how long it takes us to vet whatever article you have.
I know. That's a whole separate thing.
I'm not doing it. There's the earliest known ancestor of vampire squid and octopus. Look at that. See that? It has, look at it. It looks like a, man, that's an actual living organism.
It's basically the same. It's like the same family.
Yeah. It was been named now after President Joe Biden. Do you want the earliest known ancestor of vampire squid and octopus named after you, if you're Joe Biden?
I mean, I don't know. It seems cool.
What if they named it Brandon? Then what?
I don't know. Brandon Calamari?
Yeah. Brandon Calamari. Oh, there's a new bill in Maryland. An attorney says, well, it's a great bill, except babies could be killed 28 days after birth. Ooh. Under a proposed new law. The bill proposes a revision of the fetal murder manslaughter statute that would serve to handcuff the investigation of infant deaths. So you could kill your baby now in Maryland. Congratulations, Maryland. You're idiots. Well done. An assistant principal has been fired. Apparently on Zoom, he read a book to second graders. The name of the book, I Need a New Butt. Who do you think he should have been fired for reading I Need a New Butt?
Yeah, I think so.
You do?
That's probably not what you said.
What if you had
graders?
A pancake butt? Then what?
You still,
what if the second graders had pancake
decision.
Butts?
I think we don't try to get butt implants for 2 year olds, mm-hmm. or for 5 year olds. I think we 6 year olds, maybe second graders, maybe that's down the road. But what's the worst thing? So, you know, we had a teacher who, he was not even a substitute, in eighth grade, Mr. Patrick Smith. And you want to know how I knew he was a tennis coach, too, in eighth grade?
Because he used to bring his tennis racket in?
No, I'll tell you how I knew he was really, didn't really want to be there anymore. You know what we watched? You know what he rolled in for us towards the end of the year? No. How about Psycho 2? We watched all of Psycho 2. He rolled the TV in. Got the VCR out, put the tape in, Psycho 2. That's what we watch. Not really for middle school, not really for history class. That's what he did instead of finals. He like gave us the easiest final and said, here, we're going to watch Psycho 2. And then he went after my good friend Michael and started ranking on him and like making fun of him about
making
stuff.
Making fun of Michael?
And Michael went back at Mr. Smith and yeah, they were playing dozens against each other. Huh. And then Michael said, don't call me Westbrook, you are...
Ooh, wow.
Embarrassing my family name.
Wow, wow. That is rather embarrassing. A TikTok doctor.
A what now?
A TikTok doctor.
What's that mean?
I don't know. He's a doctor on TikTok.
Okay.
And I guess he gives advice.
And they call him TikTok doctors?
Well, he's a TikTok doctor. Okay. I guess they are. He says putting ice between your breasts is key to getting rest after stressful days. Have you ever put ice between your breasts?
Nicole, I've got something I want you to try. Where'd you hear about this from?
A TikTok doctor.
TikTok doctor. I'd like to make an appointment. Yes. What health group are you looking for? Methodist. We've got UT Health. What are you looking for? Do you have anything with TikTok?
doctors do.
He says that putting a pack of ice on your chest between your breasts can work wonders when it comes to getting a restful night, advising people to wrap the ice in some cloth before holding it in place for around 15 minutes. I'm going to try it tonight because I've been very stressful
lately. I appreciate when people reach out and tell us, Lance, I know this is a little bit old. He goes, I know this is a little late, but here's a story I found a while back. Ex-teacher accused of serving semen-laced cupcakes. I was like, you don't think John's already read
that?
Fake stories.
That's old.
Of course he'll read that story.
Mm-hmm.
That one's not getting by him. That's not getting by the goalie.
Stop. We're done.
You don't have one more?
No, we got to go. Vanessa and Gallant are next, not you. Why are you hogging up all their time? They want to talk on the radio, too. So beat it.
Paul said, not that much.
Not that much. We're done. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.